Hey everybody, it's Lee. I know we're heading into the off season, so we wanted to give a shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, one more time. And again, we have a coupon for $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensearena.com. I always like to remind everybody, I've been using this thing for 6 months and I'm just blown away, not just from the VR aspect of it and the virtual reality side of things, but the ability to give different perspectives of the game, whether I'm playing as a goaltender. And I got to admit, it is really hard, but it has really given me a perspective from that point of hockey, which has made me a better coach and a better ice hockey player. Or the skater modes, which help you work on cognitive skills and other things like heads-up play that you don't normally get to work on in a practice or a game. So I implore you to check it out. It helps us out. It helps them out. Support our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena. Get $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensorina.com. Again, that's Hockey Never Stops. That's the code at hockey.sensorina.com. Check it out. And without further ado, enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey. So, gentlemen, I know a big part of tryouts for goaltenders and players, we're speaking directly to the goaltenders now, is you got to interact with those other kids on the ice too. What should the approach be for the goaltenders with that?
No, for my side, whenever I was trying out, I always try to have a little bit of banter back and forth. You know, if someone comes down and gets a nice shot, or if I make a big save, I'm giving them a little, not my house today. Or on the defensive side, I'm always giving a couple attaboys whenever they play well in front of me. You know, anything that I tried to do was be a positive energy on the ice, which I thought was contagious to my peers. So always try and just be that, you know, that thermostat, right? Don't be the one that is relying upon someone else to set the temperature. You set the temperature of the ice rink and the ice slot. So good communication goes a long way. Talking with the D and the forwards and having a little bit of fun, it keeps you engaged, and also make sure that the forwards and the D are also engaged as well.
I mean, for me, tryouts are games. So go out just like you would in a game. I think, I mean, you step in the rink, you prepare for tryout like you would a game, whether it be whatever hand-eye you do, whatever mobility you do. And then once you step on the ice, whether it be a flow drill, whether it be a battle drill, whether it be a game, play your game. And hopefully that means talking to your D, playing pucks, you know, making passes, controlling rims, things of that nature. But I think tryout, they want to see you play like you play in a game. So that is your opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing from a coaching perspective. If you're a goalie and there's like four goalies out there, don't give your net up. Like, don't be so easy to say, oh, you're the starting goalie. I get it. You belong here. Get in there. Fight for your spot. You know, not physically. Well, whatever. Just get in there. You know, get in there and get your time. Don't let somebody kick you out of your crease when you know you're supposed to be getting five reps. Get your five reps, because coaches look for that. Like, if you're a kid that can't compete against the stronger personalities, it becomes a negative for you. So just, you know, fight for your reps, keep pucks out of your net. If you do your regular routines, do it. Like, don't be afraid to be, you know, to show your personality. Cause I think coaches want to see like, oh, what kid do I have here? This kid likes to talk. This kid likes to, you know, do the attaboys. This kid likes to, like, he's pulling all the pucks out of his net, cause he's pissed off that there's pucks sitting in his net. Like, I like that. I like kids that show me that this means as much to me, to make this team as it means to the coach wanting to pick me.
Mike, on the flip side of that, don't be the goalie that takes all the reps either.
Right. And I think coaches see that. They see selfishness. They see, you know, especially if you're just getting lit up, get out of there.
That's been great advice for all you young goaltenders there. And also some perspective for the players out there, how you interact with a goaltender at a tryout matters too, right? Are you letting them know that they made a big save? Are you letting them know that they're part of the team? Are you letting the coaches see you understand that goaltending position also matters in the long run at a tryout? So sure, you got to try and score goals. You got to try and make plays. You also got to be a great teammate. You got to be a great defender on both sides of the rink. And a tryout offers all of it. So that's going to do it for this edition of The Ride to the Rink with the Goalie Doctors. Have a great tryout. Have a great season. We'll see you next time on The Ride to the Rink. Take care.